나자이다나브라마니타나야야제이타고다나수바사기고박사기
A South Indian bhajan performance with the explanations given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on July 20th, 1981 in Madras, India.
Tamaham Sirasa Glorifying his Lord, who is the protector of his devotees, and who is the ultimate shelter of all of the living entities. Actually, Jagannivasi, the universe, all the living entities and the universe, they are all resting under the divine potency of the Lord. Some are conscious of that and some are unconscious. To become conscious means to become liberated from the material illusion. So, this liberation or consciousness cannot be achieved by mental speculation. It cannot be achieved by any type of material endeavor. Therefore, Maharaj Kulashekhar takes shelter of praying to the Lord Mukunda, the giver of this transcendental liberation, this transcendental realization. Because by his mercy alone can this be achieved. Very easily. He offers all glories unto the Lord who has taken birth in the womb of Devaki. He glorifies Krishna, who is the source, original source of all the Vishnu expansions. Just as it is mentioned in the Brahma Sanghita, that the Lord, He expands Himself. Just like a candle lighting another candle, He puts His full potency into the other Vishnu forms.
Dīpārcire vahidasantaramābhyupetya dīpāyate vrivitahetu samāna dharma yastādrike vahicha vishnu toya vibhāti govindamādi purushaṁ tamahaṁ vajāmi.
The light of one candle being communicated to other candles, although it burns separately in them, is the same in its quality. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, who exhibits Himself equally in the same manner in His various manifestations. So, Kulashekhar glorifies Krishna, who is the color of a monsoon cloud and who has the features and beauty which is far greater than the lotus flower. That Lord who is the giver of transcendental liberation from material illusion, and who gives the devotion to His lotus feet. He surrenders to Mukunda, Lord Krishna, and in His full surrender, He is not asking for anything but the service at His lotus feet and the protection from this dangerous material world of birth and death. He offers the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna Mukunda, His repeated obeisances. And He offers His obeisances seeing that the Lord is coming to Him in the form of spiritual master to deliver Him from the hellish existence of this material world. And He prays to the Lord that He may manifest His transcendental presence in His heart. In this way, the transcendental presence of the Lord, constantly thinking about Him, remembering Him, hearing about Him. This is the absorption of Maharaj Kulashekhar. Although Kulashekhar was a king, he was a married man. This did not stop him from focusing his attention on thinking and hearing about the Lord. Therefore, every family man or renounced person should take this example and allow the mind to go and meditate and think on the lotus feet of Mukunda Krishna. He says, Chintayami Harimeva Santatang. Thinking of the Lord, who is always happy, always smiling. In this world there's no peace. But when we can think about the transcendental Lord who is always blissful, Paramananda Madhavam, then we become happy. This is what His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada requested. Let everyone simply meditate on Nanda Gopa Tanoyang. Remember the beloved son of Nanda Maharaj Krishna. Be happy in that transcendental service and make others happy by preaching Krishna consciousness. So this Maharaj Kulashekhar has also advised us in this Mukunda Stotram to thus become transcendental to the material world by always being absorbed in the meditation of these transcendental qualities of Krishna.